Then on Sunday at 3 o'clock, Tar Heel women's basketball is back in action at Colorado. Game time, 3 p.m. our time. And this is going to be our first broadcast of women's basketball this season on WCHL. Tar Heels off to a great start with three straight wins to open the season. Excited about this first broadcast coming up on Sunday. Matt Krause is going to be the play-by-play guy for Tar Heel women's basketball this year. He joins us now in the studio for a look back at the first three games and a look ahead at the rest of the season. Matt, thanks for being with us today, and how about the Tar Heels so far?
Yeah, Aaron, thanks so much for having me here this afternoon, and you're right, it's a great start for Carolina. 3-0 for the second time in 3 years, third time in the last five, finding different ways to win ball games, putting 100 on the board in the win against Elon, and then getting the job done primarily with defense last Friday against Kent State, as well as yesterday against VCU in the Education Day game.
Yeah, how was that game? I mean, I know they went on a 20-0 run there in the middle of the game, but a really interesting atmosphere for that game too, right?
Yeah, there were over 750 fifth graders from seven different local elementary schools that provided a lot of noise, certainly kind of a different soundtrack and crowd noise background than what you're used to having in a game at Carmichael, but a really cool atmosphere. And as you said, Carolina started a little bit slow. VCU maintained the lead throughout the first quarter of play. Tar Heels took the lead back right before the teams went to the halftime locker rooms and then went zone defensively in the third quarter and held VCU to just 4 points in the entire 10 minutes of play, built a 21-point lead early in the fourth and really pulled away from there. But those kids were into it. Any action was good action to them. And even though it was kind of a defensive-oriented ball game, it was a fun atmosphere.
So what do the Tar Heels look like this year in terms of their chemistry as a team and what they're looking like in terms of success in the ACC and down the road? I know the last couple of years have been a little bit of a struggle, but it looks like the Tar Heels may be turning the corner this year.
Yeah, Coach Hatchell was so excited about getting this season going for Carolina because, as you said, they've turned a corner. A lot of talent coming back, four starters returning off of last year's team, plus the return of Stephanie Watts and Destiny Walker, who have not played since late in the 2016-2017 season due to injury. Add in the new players, including transfer Shayla Bennett, who's a junior college transfer out of Gulf Coast State. It's almost like Carolina got five new players into the rotation this year, and that was the big problem in years past, was depth. But this year, the Tar Heels have that depth, and it's really been a feather in their cap so far.
Speaking with Matt Krause again, play-by-play guy for UNC women's basketball. Our first broadcast is going to be this Sunday at 3 p.m. Tar Heels at Colorado. Fourth game of the season. They've already won their first three. So looking at this team and seeing what they've done in the first three games, what are their keys to success for this season, and what are you expecting them to do?
I think the key to success for Carolina this season is to be able to find different ways to score the basketball and be unselfish. You know, so far the Tar Heels have gotten big offensive outputs in the exhibition game against Carson Newman and then against Elon in the season opener, reaching 100 points in both of those games. But then the shooting's kind of gone cold the last two times out, being held under 35% against both Kent State and VCU, and only two players in double figures Friday night against Kent State, three yesterday against the VCU Rams. So it's going to be finding different ways to get everybody involved and taking advantage of individual players' strengths so that you're not relying too much on a Paris Key. Sure, she can take over a ball game as she did Friday against Kent State down the stretch, really put away the Golden Flashes almost single-handedly, but it's so you don't have to rely on her or a Janelle Bailey. It's get those different players involved, and I think if Carolina finds ways to do that, then they're going to be successful this year.
Back to the NCAA tournament this year, you think?
I would certainly hope so.
All right, we got Matt Krause here in the studio. Give us a preview of Sunday's game. What are we going to see?
Yeah, so it's Carolina and Colorado for the second consecutive season, the back end of a home-and-home matchup. Buffaloes came here to Chapel Hill last year. Carolina trailed it by 15 at the half, found a way to overcome that hole, won it by 7 in overtime. Colorado's 2-0 on the young season. Kind of a weird coincidence. Yesterday, both teams played a team called the Rams. In Colorado's case, Colorado State. Colorado won the game by scoring 59 points and held Colorado State, the Rams, under 50. Now, granted, that's all a big, giant coincidence, but Colorado returns four starters, just like the Tar Heels do. Last season, they were a game under 500, 15-16, 5-13 in Pac-12 play. So they're a lot like the Tar Heels in that regard. They've got a lot of raw talent, but hoping hoping that they can turn the corner and potentially get back to the NCAA tournament this year. And for Carolina, it's going to be really important to get a victory on Sunday to start off what is a five-game stretch away from Carmichael. In recent years, Carolina fans have become accustomed to seeing a lot of home games early in non-conference play. That's not the case this season. These next five are all away from home. Sunday at Colorado, then a three-game tournament in the Virgin Islands, taking on some pretty good teams, UCLA, South Florida, Kentucky, and then Ohio State on the road in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. So if Carolina can find a way to get a win at altitude on Sunday, that's a factor in the game as well. Carolina is actually going to leave tomorrow. Typically for one of these regular, you know, non-conference road games, you'd leave the day before the game, but because Carolina is going to an environment that is so different physically from Chapel Hill, leaving 24 hours earlier than normal to get in the extra practice at altitude.
Game time, 3 p.m. on Sunday. You can tune into the Hill at 3 o'clock on Sunday to catch all of the action. Matt Krause, thank you so much. Looking forward to hearing from you all season long.
All right, Aaron. Thanks so much for having me.